Is AI pushing to replace human, and is that going towards paradise or hell?
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Front Row. After a couple of episodes done on the road, we are back in the studio. Yep. A bit of different change here, but it's the same studio, just looks a little bit different. So I'm Steve and...
And I'm David. And today we're tackling a question that's got ethicists, economists, and futurists losing sleep. Is AI pushing to replace human, and is that going towards paradise or hell?
Well, that sounds like a scary question, but a very real one. I think Elon Musk said about 2 years ago that in the future, AI is going to do everything for us, and we don't have to do anything, basically.
Yeah. You know, but doesn't that sound like a good thing, though? Like, you don't have to do anything, have free things given to you. It sounds like a 24/7 vacation to me.
Well, it might, but you may change your mind after we look at this example, this study that was done on mice.
Are you talking about Universe 25?
That's exactly right. That's a study on mice. Well, this sounds like a sci-fi setting, but it's actually very real. In the 60s, there was this scientist, this researcher, John Calhoun. What he did, he built a giant mouse colony in a tank. And he created pretty much the perfect environment for mice. There were four stories, and it was like a luxury environment for mice. I guess they had food hoppers, nesting spaces, even automatic cleaning and fresh water. And no predators, no disease. So as far as mice are concerned, at least, there was the ideal environment for them.
So it sounds like paradise for mice. And at first, it was. So four breeding pairs of mice were moved in on day one, and the population doubled every couple of months. So mating was constant, babies everywhere. The place was bursting with life, and the colony reached a population of 2,200 on day 560, yeah. A lot, exponentially. But then something strange happened. As the population grew, the social structure cracked. Dominant males started hoarding space and attacking others, and younger mice retreated from society, stopping all social contact. And mothers even abandoned their young ones and killed them.
Wow. And then what happens, what Calhoun calls the beautiful one came. So what he means by the beautiful ones, these were mice that turned inward. And what he means by that is that they were grooming themselves for hours, they were obsessing over appearance, and they were refusing to mate or engage with others. So they look perfect, but they didn't really live.
Losing the ability to live, that's chilling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, they lost the ability to behave like mice just as humans might if machines take over and do everything for us.
You're right. So Calhoun called this behavioral sink. So what he means is that the mice lost purpose. Most stopped mating, isolated themselves, and some became violent and or erratic. The last mouse died 4 years and 10 months after the colonization started. So it was a chilling metaphor for what could happen when a society has abundance of everything, but no meaningful role to play.
Yeah, so this brings us to AI, right? Like sort of a digital utopia where AI could create many things for us, from generating art, manual labor, replacing that, automation of things, writing essays, you know? What do you think like the promise would be? I mean, humans, we get free time, creative freedom, and supposedly a better life.
So I think the catch is that working or having an activity, it's more, has more purpose than just paying the bills. That's not the only reason. It really provides identity, structure, and meaning for humans. So when AI replaces jobs, and not just the physical jobs, but intellectual jobs, then we might get to the same existential crisis as the mice did, where they had nothing to do.
Yeah.
So it's a scary thought, but it's, you know, mice were many times were studied because they behave in so many ways like humans. That's why people study mice. Hmm. So it's even scarier.
Yeah. And it's in a controlled environment. But here, it's like this could be happening on Earth, you know, and... Also, so psychologists already talk about the link between purpose and well-being, like you kind of touched upon. So if we remove the need to contribute, humans could lose the motivation, self-worth, and that's eerily similar to that Universe 25 experiment that we just talked about. And, you know, and we could see mice or people that groom themselves all day without engaging in life and, you know, living.
You know, that's a really haunting image, like perfectly looking but purposeless. And the equivalent in our world, maybe that's people endlessly scrolling, if it's YouTube, Twitter, or other social media or other activities, with no real purpose. It's just to do it, you know, for engagement and without a real connection. And that's when comfort replaces meaning.
You know, but I think there is a good thing. So the key difference between mice and people is self-awareness. So we could recognize the dangers of, you know, losing purposelessness, and we could design systems about it. So there's like education that focuses on emotional intelligence, universal support systems, and even shared creative projects.
Yeah, technology isn't like destiny. I think it's like a mirror that reflects what we are about. And if we treat AI as a profit machine, we risk spiritual collapse in so many ways. So maybe the lesson from Universe 25 is that also that comfort kills, but comfort destroys. Comfort without meaning is destructive.
Yeah, Steve, so the challenge for our era today is making sure that AI supports and helps humans flourish, not to replace it.
Yes, absolutely. And think next time when you have your AI-generated emails filling your inbox, think about this and how you respond to them.
Right. Yeah, so to wrap it up, questions for our viewers, like always. The question is, after today's episode, do you see any parallels with the mice experiment and how it compares to human society today? Let us know in the comments. And thanks for joining Silicon Valley Front Row. If you enjoy the episode, hopefully you could share it, preferably with a human.